The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. This week, Virginia lawmakers passed the legislature's halfway point. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports the second half will be a lot of negotiations among Senate and House Democrats.
Bills had to pass their chamber of origin by Tuesday so they can, quote, cross over to the other side. Speaker of the House Don Scott told reporters how important it is.
Crossover is a critical time for us to continue these conversations on issues that are most important to the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
These conversations will include policy disagreements between the House and Senate bills on topics like cannabis and gaming and gambling.
This is how bicameralism works.
That's Alex Kina, a political science professor at VCU.
And they have different members in them who have different incentives and different constituencies.
Other bills didn't make it, like campaign finance reform. Kina says a party will even kill its own bills because internal splits may be politically harmful. For example, State Senator Jennifer Boyce's bill on collective bargaining for public employees didn't make it out of committee.
There was a fiscal impact that was pretty hefty, and I think that was what scared my colleagues.
Now it's a race to the finish. Session ends March 9th. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
Despite a tense week for Virginia state lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats are showing solidarity with House Speaker Don Scott after a social media attack. The deleted post from an account run by the Republican Party of Virginia referenced Scott's federal drug conviction in 1994. The post was immediately denounced by leadership, including Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. Scott, who first won election in 2019, is Virginia's first black speaker. A Southwest Virginia congressman will help present an impeachment case of a U.S. cabinet member. Cardinal News reports that Representative Ben Klein, a Republican from Botetourt County, will partially deliver the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans voted 214-213 to impeach Mayorkas earlier this week. The House's resolution is highly likely to fail in the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate. State lawmakers are getting excited about the European honeybee.
There's a lot of buzz about this bill.
There's a lot of buzz, Mr. Chairman.
Delegate Patrick Hope, a Democrat, wants to make the honeybee the state pollinator of Virginia. The bee produces about 250,000 gallons of honey every year in the Commonwealth and pollinates dozens of crop varieties. But it's also not native. It was brought to Jamestown in 1622 by English settlers. Here's State Senator Danica Rome, also a Democrat, at a committee hearing on the bill.
However, the bumblebee, and I believe the American bumblebee, is native to Virginia.
Rome's proposal to add the native bumblebee to the bill failed, but the committee unanimously approved the European honeybee's bid. Now it needs support from the full Senate and Governor Glenn Youngkin. Dave Matthews Band has been nominated for induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. According to a press release from the University of Virginia, frontman Dave Matthews began writing songs while working at Miller's Restaurant on the downtown mall. The group rose to stardom in the late 90s. The jam band also operates the Bama Works Fund, which supports various causes in Central Virginia. Other nominees this year include Kool & the Gang, Cher, and Mariah Carey. Hall of Famers will be selected in the spring and inducted later this year. VPM News is observing the President's Day holiday this weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday, February 20th. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development.
On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.